Uzzapparinaru. The Zabbarinaru's trade consists of processing the leaves of the zabbara, a typical Sicilian plant, also known as sisal, Agave sisalana. The zabbara has a special life cycle. While growing, a long stem, which reaches a height of 8 meters, forms in the center of the plant. And then after about 25 years, the stem produces a flower, which is the culminating moment in the plant's life. As soon as it goes to seed, the plant dies. It's one of the most original traits shown in the museum. Uzzapparinaru cuts the plant's leaves and removes their slightly thorny edges and the too hard base with a little knife. The leaves are then left in the sun to dry. Harvesting usually takes place around May and July, when the weather is good and when the sun and hot Sirocco wind shorten the drying times. Leaves are initially beaten, or mazziata. In fact, this operation is carried out with a wooden bat and serves to soften them. A large knife then removes the outer, harder layer, its bark. In fact, squeezing leaves and then cleaning them produces a liquid with a high caustic soda concentration which can cause burns. And that is why the zabbarinaru always wears gloves. Lastly, the leaf is carded or passed repeatedly on urascaturi, a kind of comb with iron spikes. Reduced to long fibres, it's then left to dry in the sun on a rope. Its very thick leaves are often carded several times to get a clean fibre. These semi-finished products are sold to rope makers to make ropes and lines for ships. In fact, the dried fibre is a very resistant material, which is even stronger when it's wet. Nothing is discarded from a zabbara. The carded, diced leaf is placed in a pot to boil with sand. The filtered compound gives rise to soap. Dried fibres are instead used to pad the mattresses and cushions in a house. And lastly, its very hard, resistant tip serves as a needle to stitch up animal hides.